Well, that's all the time we have for this evening's Hemispheres. I've been your host, Jim Nelson. Please tune in next week for another edition of Hemispheres. And the time is 7 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time for the cabaret program.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Don't touch that dial, because our guest tonight on Cabaret, here right here at 4700 Walnut Street in Boulder, Colorado, is guaranteed to bring back the classic sounds of old-time trucking music with a modern sensibility right here to your radio, wherever you are at. I present to you Jimbo Darvell and the Truckadors.
There's a place I'd like to see, I know, but not the place where you told me to go. So anything that moves will be okay. I'll take anything in the town today. You may think I'm joking when I'm talking, but to get away from you, I might try walking. I want something that's moving right away. I'll take anything leaving town today. Oh, anything leaving town today. I got a sudden urge to get away. I like to cut my time away from town, but I know there ain't no airport in this little bitty town. Don't think I'm leaving just for what I think of you. I'd even crawl, not knowing where I'm crawling to. Don't think it hasn't been a day. I'll take anything, leaving town today. Hal Leonard! Don't think I'm leaving just for what I think of you. I'd even crawl not knowing where I'm crawling to. Don't think it has, it hasn't leaving late. I'll take anything leaving town today. Anything leaving town today. Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, she's running like never before. All the streets on heaven or earth, I don't see a coffin sign. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got my 10 Volvo girls and my Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and a wife. I've been passing everything inside. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Thank you. seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. If I could find one to hold me tight, I could never make believe it's alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, the ICC is a chicken on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my love book's way behind. Oh, nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. A flame from her stack and that smoke's a blowing black as coal. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're wrong. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Truck driving right there. Humming right beneath us, I'll take you any place you wanna be. 20 miles to the south is Tulsa, I'll show you anything you wanna see. And don't seem fair, people live a good life, trouble child, wife and fancy free. Up ahead, don't you mind that roadblock, it's just my buddies on the TBD. Midnight runs and petty crime, all the times. Oh, tunes I know so well are my best friends on the run. I know it ain't for everyone. You're jamming 101. For mercy's sakes, I must have dropped my wallet after that doggone tilted pinball game. Spot me until we get to Dallas, I'm sure I'll probably owe you just the same. Help me consider all the options instead of always asking who's to blame. I'm sorry that lizard thought she knew me. I guess that's just the price you pay for fame. Midnight runs and petty crimes, cheating all the times. Old tunes I know so well are my best friends on the run. I know it ain't for everyone. Jim in 101.
I should have passed around this town. A million ways to get to Oklahoma. I picked the one that proved to let me down. Look outside, see Americana. We'll make KC this evening at this rate. That outfit you're wearing is revealing. Remember that we're in the showbiz state. Midnight runs and petty crimes cheat all the time. Oh, tunes I know so well are my best friends on the run. I know it ain't for everyone. You're jamming 101.
Hey, good evening, everybody. This is Dan and Dano and hosting Cabaret tonight. And with us is Jimbo Darbo and the Truckadors. And this is quite a setup here. I'm going to pass it over to Jimbo and wondering if he's drinking. I mean, this is amazing.
Shoot, I don't know why I'd pass it over to me, but go ahead.
Yeah. I love that cup you're drinking, man. That is serious major league truck stop coffee there.
Yes, sir. Well, it's really more of a mug than a cup. You can fit exactly one pitcher of beer in it, but, you know, it's a little too big to fill it up full of whiskey. Or you could put water in it, I suppose, coffee and other stuff like that. It's a trucker mug. It kind of gets you from one stop to the next, you know?
That's right, yeah. It says Petro Shopping Center, so. Jimbo, why don't you introduce the band for us tonight so everybody knows the band?
All right. Well, we got Rich Carlos over here on the drums. He loves it. He's the newest member of the band. We love him. He's a phenomenal drummer, and he brought his kit tonight. It's a special little kit. It kind of reminds me of my first drum kit, except mine had the Muppet Show on the, you know, on the bass drum part. But anyway, he's a phenomenal drummer. We love having him here. And then over here to my right, we've got the lovely and talented Sweet Tea. Trace Lynn is I think she bowed if you're...
That was a curtsy.
Oh, curtsy. Yeah, sorry about that there, Sweet Tea. That's all the beautiful voice, the beautiful part of the singing that you can hear in the background. That's all Sweet Tea. And in fact, I think we're going to play a song here after a little bit with her, featured on the lead vocals. We've been playing together since the inception of this band, along with Mr. Hal Leonard on lead guitar over there. And we don't have a pedal steel player, you might have noticed tonight with us. Hal, really, we don't even need one at this point.
Hal's fantastic.
You know? I mean, he kind of, you know, on that first song, we kind of left it alone. We used to play it where maybe you'd leave room for a couple leads. And obviously, the more the merrier. You get people up on there, you know, going to town. But the way he can kind of just switches, you know, I don't know what you say in guitar talk, versing, or, you know, his, the feel, the way he's playing. But Hal's been, he's the other original member of this band, since 1971, I believe. Got this baby.
Are you serious?
Started.
No, you're not serious.
I'm not serious, no. But it's been a while. It kind of feels like it.
You age pretty well, if that's true.
Yeah, it kind of feels like it. Kind of feels like it. But, so, and we've been picking and grinning for 110 years, me and Hal together, so.
That's awesome. And I want to also introduce the other member of the band you didn't introduce. It's this truck driver's 18-wheeler grill. It's a radiator right behind me.
Yes, sir.
And you take it everywhere you go, huh?
Everywhere we go. There's only one time we haven't played with it, but as a band, we've played with it every single time. The only time we've never played with it, Sweet Tea and I did a little two-person benefit for the kids.
That didn't count.
There's Mudflap Girls and lots of stuff on it, and they just But shoot, you know, outside of that, that baby goes everywhere with us, and it's honestly it's my favorite member of the band. It doesn't talk back. It's always bright and shiny, and
don't have it to pay him as much.
yeah. I've been saving it up for him.
That's right, for the college education. How did you get this? Now this is a radiator grill.
Yeah, it is. Come off an old Kenworth. You know, if you saw Smokey and the Bandit. It's that era of Kenworth that came off of a 1977. And, you know, when we formed this little trucking band, Shindig, it just seemed appropriate. You know, my second thought was we better come up with some good old truck driving songs. First thought was we better get ourselves a big grill off the front of a truck. So.
And did you have to go to a junkyard to find it, or how'd you do that? Or you go to a truck stop and take it off?
You know, I don't want to divulge all my secrets, but let me just say, to that trucker out there missing a grill, it's my sincere apologies, but I promise it's been put to good use. And, you know, you really shouldn't leave it unattended in a back alley overnight, you know? You know.
Well, let's talk about how this got started, the band and everything like that. What inspired you to do all these truck driving songs?
You know, it's kind of interesting how we started. You know, I grew up listening to truck driving music, and for those that don't know, somewhere around 1977 to 1977 and a half, there was a big genre of music called truck driving music. You know, you had a couple of hot movies come out, Smokey the Bandit and Convoy, all kind of rolled through town about the same time, and you know, truck driving music really dates back to the 40s. There's some classical, more bluegrass style tunes, Willis Brothers and such. And but it got really big for just a hot minute there in the late 70s. And at any rate, I grew up listening to it, loving it. Years and years ago, a friend of mine, I was playing music in a different band, and an old friend of mine, he was a singer in one band, I was a singer in another band. We kind of met and realized that we were the only two people we knew that both grew up listening to truck driving music. My old buddy Travis Stinson out of Nashville, Tennessee. So we got together and cut our own little record in his basement there in Nashville. And so it always was in the back of my mind. We never did anything with it. And years later, had an opportunity to book a really cool gig for a big music festival, kind of benefit sort of a thing. And, you know, she said, this gal that was putting it on, she said, hey, you know, love for you to come check this thing out. And I said, I'd love to. And she said, I just wish we had one more headliner, one more really great band to play in this show. And I said, well, I don't know if they do it, but this real good friend of mine's coming out here in this band called the Truckadores. They're truck driving music, and we'll see if we could round them up and get them to do it. She said, wow, that'd be amazing if you could. And then I got on the phone.
It was you.
And it was us. We had a great gig, just didn't have a band. There was no band. There was no Truckadores, no such thing. Got on the phone, immediately called Hal Leonard and said, hey, Hal, you want to play in a truck driving band? And he says, yeah, absolutely. I don't play a lot of country music. In fact, I don't know if he ever played any country music, but he said, I want to be in this band. And then my brother-in-law had a friend, and I gave her a call. That was Sweet Tea, and said, hey, heard you're a great bass player and great singer. You want to be in a truck driving band? She said, yeah, I want to be in a truck driving band. And then
who could resist?
Yeah, and then called our other buddy up. So we kind of had to form this band, and we had about 2 weeks or so, I think, right, T? Maybe 2 weeks to kind of form a band, get a whole set list, and then headline this little music benefit show. And it was so overwhelmingly popular, we just couldn't quit ever since.
Absolutely. You know? let me ask you another question before we go on to the music. I realize you're kind of shy and everything, but have you ever played for any truck driving conventions or in front of groups of truck drivers?
You know, I don't know if we're just cursed, but there was we've wanted to do so many. In fact, we've done everything shy of just going and setting up shop at Boselman's in Salina or something and just start playing.
Oh, that's a big one.
you know, we'd love to play some sort of, and so every time it seems like somebody puts something on or getting ready to put something on, something happens, and it's like they lose the venue, or they run out of money, or, you know, things that happen, I guess, to people who are trying to do a truck driving music convention. But my understanding is, don't quote me on this, I don't know any firm dates yet, but a good friend of ours, Ryan Kemp, out of St. Louis, Missouri, he's got some folks that want to put one on out there. And even though we would probably have to bypass St. Louis to get there, kind of skate our way around town, sounds like there's a good chance there might be a big trucker fest this summer somewhere up in the Missouri region.
That is awesome. I hope it works out. We're listening to Jimbo talk about his band, Jimbo Darbo and the Truckadors, tonight here on Cabaret, and we're going to get back to trucking.
Well, that sounds great. T, you want to sing us one?
I sure will. This is a Norma Jean song, I believe. Y'all might have heard it before.
Diesel lock
kicking down in overdrive. There he sits on in from Goodland, 'cause Burlington's at least another mile. Home sweet home up on the mountain, 'cause Jimbo likes that Colorado high. Yeah, Jimbo likes that Colorado high. Logging miles across the country, hoping he don't meet a Smokey on his ride. 'Cause them bears can drive me crazy, eating up your profits with a fine. Rolling south on down to Houston, he's got a girl up and down most any line. When it stops for southern loving, them old southern girls will work him overtime. Yeah, Jimbo likes that loving all the time.
Time, you're running late.
a steady little baby waiting back home for me. But there are six more towns to go till I'm back in Tennessee, and six more women, at least I know. Kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, truck driving, son of a gun. I'm a kiss stealing, corn mealing, hog squealing, cattle feeding, pedal stealing, funny feeling, tax repealing, drug dealing, baggy stealing, orange peeling, ailment healing, port appealing, electric healing, baby cow feeling, tater feeling, 7 foot ceiling, Kenny Rogers loose ceiling, pin wheeling, miss dealing, peace kneeling, free wheeling, woman stealing, church pew kneeling, booby feeling, Baptist stealing, truck driving, son of a
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jimbo Darville and the Truckadors here on Cabaret tonight. This is the right place to be if you like truck driving music. And who doesn't like truck driving music?
I can't even imagine anyone not like truck driving.
Oh, man, they're not American if they don't like truck driving music.
Yeah, just go back to where you come from.
Yeah, we play it on Honky Tonk Heroes, and our people out there love truck driving music. So many fun songs. It's just a fun genre.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We're so happy that you like it, and that you like it so much. We really appreciate you having us down here tonight. And this might be our first trip to Boulder this year where it wasn't having a freak snowfall, but I haven't looked outside lately. Yeah. What's happening out there? I don't know if we want to know.
Bite your tongue. So let's talk about February. You guys are having some friends come out from Minneapolis, the Gin Strings?
Yeah, we got some good friends. We have a little farm out here east in Frederick called Camp Darville. It's kind of our spot that we get together and rehearse, and we've got a venue there. We play some shows from time to time. And it's got a bunkhouse there, so when bands that are touring around come through Colorado, which, believe it or not, lots of bands from other states love to come to Colorado.
Yeah, I believe it.
And so, you know, when they're in town, it gives them a place. We've got a bunkhouse set up where other bands can stay there. Well, oftentimes when they come through and stay, we'll try to do a show with them there, which is what happened originally with this band called Gin Strings out of Minneapolis. They were all on their way through Colorado, and it kind of gave them a place to crash and hang out and played a show with them out at the farm, and had such a good time. Excuse me, just kind of fell in love with these guys, and it's like we've known each other forever and ever. So they're now making some routine passes back and forth on out through Colorado, and we just got done with a little jumping on a few dates with them, a little Colorado tour they did, and they're gonna make a U-turn here in February and come back out early February.
And what kind of music do they do?
They're bluegrass, newgrass. I don't know. I hate labeling. What would you say, T?
I would just call them fantastic.
Yeah, that's probably about it. I mean, let me just say they've got the instruments of bluegrass, but I don't know what count we're up to. But between the four of them, they interchange like 32 different variations of music. One of them plays fiddle and mando, and one of them plays dobro and banjo, and you know, this, that, and the third. They can kind of trade around, swap around. They have beautiful four-part harmonies. Great bunch of guys, and we're real excited to have them back out here.
That's great. First week in February, and lots going on then, too. You know, and people want to come in for the mountains and ski and things like that, so there's always people coming into the state. So
yeah, so we're going to kick off that tour with them February 1st at Ophelia's Electric Soapbox, one of my favorite places in Denver to play.
All right.
Downtown Denver.
And as far as these truck driving songs, can you tell what you do to make these songs your own, besides the ones you write?
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe a perfect example of that, at the top of the show, we did maybe a second or third song. We did a song called 6 Days on the Road.
Right.
A song that I've loved and listened to so much. I wore the grooves off of 3 or 4 truck driving records when I was little listening to that one. But as a band, when you play that one enough times, and, you know, we toured with that song since day one, and I think it was Sweet Tea really was the one. She didn't want to officially say, I don't ever want to play that song again, but we might as well have. Just kind of got tired and tired. And so we would occasionally, every 3-6 months, we'd get back together and we try to work on a new variation of it that would pique our interest.
Yeah.
We had a reggae version, I think, at one point. I mean, we tried everything under the moon to spice it up for us. And then finally, recently, I think the time when you saw us was the first time we had played that. What you just heard, we thought you might want to hear it again. That's kind of a newer variation of it.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of reggae in the beginning. House skanking it a little bit, you know. So yeah, so it's really cool. Then there's some, isn't there some key modulations? There's some jamming going on.
Yeah,
you kind of extend it out.
You got
the
multitude of modulations, and you know that oftentimes doesn't work out when you're on the CB, but when you're doing old songs and trying to make them fresh, you know, over modulating is no such thing.
No, there is no such thing. That's awesome. That's great. And then a Colorado song, Colorada, as it says on your CD. That's your song.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's one of many originals that we wrote. Yeah, appreciate it. And I'm glad you liked that one.
I like that one. I think that second one on that blues CD, where the guy's with a woman and the husband's following him all over the place.
Overloaded diesel. Yeah, I bet that's it. Yeah.
Maybe we can hear that one tonight too, if you're up for it.
Yeah, we'll have to see. We've got a whole gamut. We got a couple of everything for you here.
We got a whole cargo's worth of songs. All right, let's get back to it. Jimbo Dogville and the Truckadors tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Widowmaker, Widowmaker, were the words so bright and big, painted across the bumper of a shiny rig. Billy Mac kissed Wanda Ann and climbed in to his rig. Said he'd be back a Tuesday night. Let's plan on something big. That big red diesel roared to life and Bill was L.A. bound. The wheels were humming Wanda Ann as he rode out of town. Hey.
to steal. One life for ten has always been a diesel driver's code. That's why Billy swung that widow maker off the
an old classic truck driving tune. Go ahead, Carl.
I got 100 cups of hot coffee running through my lines. Be about a in that Barstool sign. Out in the middle of nowhere, driving through the night, black as coal. Seen a whole lot of highway and a million miles to go. I was born to be a truck driving man.
That was awesome. That was great. I got a question for Hal, and then I got a question for you on this. We're listening to Jimbo Darvo and the Truckadors, and I hope you like that out there. It's great. Hal, when you're playing this, these riffs, you're playing these great riffs, who are the people that you like to listen to, and who are your influences for this kind of music?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny because like Jimbo kind of led into it. I learned how to play this way from listening to these old truck driving records. So I copped a bunch of stuff from all those guys, and a lot of those guys, I don't even know who they are. I can't, it's terrible. But other than that, you know, I like people like Jerry Reed, one of the favorites. You know, Buck Owens, guitar player, is one of my favorites. Some of the modern guys I like Lars Ometz from Sturgill Simpson's band.
Oh, sure.
And then So it's really, you know, all over the map. I kind of grew up as more of a rock player, so I had to kind of trial by fire learn some of the
Megadeth.
Megadeth.
Lifted, Leryl.
If you had to tell somebody how you would do this, I mean, what kind of licks you would play, how would you describe what you do?
I would say that you just kind of play as fast as you possibly can and try not to screw up.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's pretty profound.
I mean, that's how I do it. Actually, I wouldn't recommend doing it that way, but yeah, lots of twanging, twanging, bending.
You got quite a pedal set up there down the floor.
Yeah, I've got a few different. It's actually, I got a lot of redundancy there, but you want a slap back delay, you know, and a Telecaster, and that's the main ingredients that you
need. All right, cool.
And you did learn how to play like a chicken, which is awesome.
Yeah, and play like a chicken, right? That kind of stuff. So
that's awesome. Thank you.
That was killer.
And then Jimbo.
Yes, sir.
So you do a lot of originals too. So how many would you say that? Can you pinpoint maybe a rough ratio of covers to originals that you try to put out there?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of go through spells. We haven't done a lot of new originals of late. I know that's going to be our big focus this winter. When I look back at, you know, this kind of could be said for certainly for old time country and lots of music, but especially in truck driving, you know, there were certain songs like the aforementioned 6 Days on the Road, where you can't find a single guy from that old time period, you know, that didn't play that song. I mean, Red Sovine, Red Simpson, Dave Dudley is the one obviously who made it real famous. Red Sovine followed up, but Dick Curless, I mean, all the old truck driving greats, every single one of those guys played that song, you know, and many other classic you know, trucking tunes. Mm-hmm. So I think it kind of is bred into the music that I guess the key for us is, since most people haven't heard, you know, most old truck driving songs that we would do, and there's maybe one or two that people will have heard, and we'll maybe play a couple of those to finish out here. But you know, we try to keep in that tradition. Now, to answer your question, you know, a large number of ours, you know, maybe half or so on any given show or whatnot, our originals. Our last record, 22 Hard Driving Hits, was kind of a compilation of a few other little EPs and whatnot, and that was probably at least half or more originals, maybe a little more than half, I guess, originals, probably 60% of originals. I don't know what the math is on 60% of 22, but, you know, somewhere in there.
Okay, that's good enough for us, yeah. Yeah, and then I was also wondering, do you ever record non-trucking songs?
No, sir. There's so many things we'd love to play and love to record, but and as you might well see, we have a few stretches, you know, to stretch them into truck driving songs. But we don't play any music as Jimbo Darvall and the Truckadores, we don't play a single song or record anything if it's not trucking related. Now, the unique thing I think about that is that we've always pride ourselves in is, you know, that doesn't limit us to any certain genre of music. As Sweet Tea always says, it's subject specific, not genre specific. So we do have some kind of bluegrassy songs. We've got plenty of old country, old timey country, some outlaw sounding stuff, but we kind of, some of our rock roots come out and we let loose, you know, here and there on some songs that get kind of ripping a little bit. We get cool out there a little bit. But as long as it, we feel like as long as it mentions something about a truck stop, cafe, waitress, you know, diesel smoke or something.
Dangerous
in that
curves.
Yeah, yeah. Then it's good enough for us.
It's good enough for us. And how about this sound? George and Brian did a great job. It sounds awesome in here tonight.
Thank you so much.
So we're going to truck on now with Jimbo Darvall and the Truckadores tonight.
I didn't catch that.
Let's do eastbound 10 for left.
Okay. Right on. Sorry, getting with the program here. So.
Let's do that, and then the one right after, because I remember him specifically enjoying that one. So let's do it.
There you go.
Eastbound down, loaded up and trucking. We're gonna do what they say can't be done. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Eastbound, just watch your bandit run. Keep a foot out on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana. We'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
Eastbound down, loaded up and trucking.
We're gonna do what they say can't be done.
We got a long way to go
and a short time to get there. Eastbound, just watch a bandit run. Eastbound down, loaded up and trucking. We're gonna do what they say can't be done.
We got a long way to go
and a short time to get there. Eastbound, just watch old bandit run. Old Smokey's got the mills on, he's out on the trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you gotta dodge it, you gotta duck it. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Put that hammer down and give it hell.
Eastbound down, loaded up and trucking.
We're gonna do what they say can't be done.
We got a long way to go
and a short time to get there. Eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
Interject here, and then I set my alarm to that, you know. So for a long time, I love that line about short or long way to go and a short time to get there, because that's applicable in a lot of situations.
Yes, sir.
And I think about that. And the other thing I think is funny about that song is Texarkana, Texas, is a dry county. So
yeah, yep.
So of course they need a beer.
Yeah, I mean the good old days of bootlegging. You know.
I got a confession. I grew up in a dry county, and there was a lot of beer there.
I remember the first time I was by Mount Pleasant in Texas, and I went down the road, and they had to give me a card so I could buy a beer in there. It's a Mexican restaurant. Well, we got 6-7 minutes to go, and here at Jimbo Darville and the Truckadores, we really want to thank them for coming here tonight. It's been a lot of fun. They brought their grill. They brought all their foot pedals. And your foot pedals, oh my God, you got more foot pedals than he does.
Well, mine are two sets of foot pedals. Some, I have a couple philosophies. One, I try to, what I lack in talent, I try to make up in foot pedals or pizzazz, you know. Two, the other half of these all run my CB, which I often have. I have a CB microphone, but, so that gets all my fancy effects for that.
Is it on channel 19?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I thought so.
You know, if we start in the basement and skip every time. All right, got time for one more song up in here?
6 minutes, I think, so.
All right.
Lil doesn't look like he's ready, so you can go to 8:15 if you want to. Nah, just kidding, Lil. He's smiling this time. He doesn't usually smile when I say that.
Hey, listen, we just appreciate everyone tuning in to listen, and we really appreciate you having us here, and thanks so much, gentlemen, for hooking us up in here.
Thank
Thank you.
The midnight headlight, blimey on a rainy night, steep grade up ahead, slowing down, making no time. Gotta keep rolling. Those windshield wipers slapping out the tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with a song on the radio. Gotta keep rolling.
They talked me into a ride, said I wouldn't be sorry. She was just a baby. Well, waitress, pour me another cup of coffee. Pop me down, jack me up, shoot me out, flying down the highway. Looking for the morning.
program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the 16th Annual Moab Folk Festival, taking place from November 2nd through 4th in Moab, Utah. This year's festival includes performances by Sean Colvin, Kathy Matea, Ellis Paul, Amy Helm, and many more. This event is supported by the Utah Office of Tourism. More information can be found at moabfolkfestival.com.
KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Ay, buenísimas noches, ladies and gentlemen and women, boys and girls, señoras y señores, vatas y vatos, locos y locas, cholas y cholos. You're tuned into KGNU's Latin Music Show, Corriente, Música para la Gente, where we gotta give props out for that truck driving music tonight on Cabaret. Ajá, Simón, pues que sí, que música de los troqueros. Ay, 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 ay. I'm Leito, el loco del barrio Pocho, your anfitrión on October 30th, 2018, the 68th anniversary of the 1950 uprising in Puerto Rico, when over 2,000-3,000 people were arrested on the island in the month after the October 30th uprising. Many of them just for owning a Puerto Rican flag. We'll have more on the story of the uprising of Jayuya and about how it was illegal to own a Puerto Rican flag in Puerto Rico later in the show. But first, here's Florencio Morales Ramos, better known as Ramito, with his own composition, Qué Bonita Bandera.